Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have Terrell Whitley with us. How you doing, my brother?
I'm doing fantastic, fantastic. Good to see you, Derek.
Filmmaker. Tell us about your credits. Tell us how you got involved with filmmaking.
Well, this is great. I mean, I'm kind of in an interesting transition. I've been in film for over 18 years now as the CEO of Liquid Soul. So with Liquid Soul, we've done marketing for 30 number one films, 5 Academy films, and 150 other films that have grossed $3 billion. So that's everything from Black Panther to Red Tails, Princess and the Frog, you know, tons and tons of films that we've participated in. And then we've launched great TV shows like Empire, Power, Blackish, The Voice, which we've been a part of all of those great successes. But this is a little bit different for me. I've now transitioned and started producing films, and I'm so pleased to be on the other side of the table because I get a chance to tell our stories and deliver our stories to our community.
Let's step back a little bit because, you know, Liquid Soul has been one of those kind of iconic brands around that's been producing and putting together the PR and all of that. But you just glazed over billions of dollars worth of economic development and everything else in terms of these films. Talk about how a black firm you even get involved. What is the process to tell people? I mean, because I want people to understand that they just pick up the phone and just call you and say, hey, do our thing. But there's a slow grind that goes with this. Tell us your story, man. How'd you get able to be, kind of the front person for kind of advancing many of these great films?
Yeah, well, it's projects. Not an overnight story. Mm-hmm. I can tell you that much. It did not happen overnight. I've been, as they say, in the vineyard, toiling away for many, many years. Mm-hmm. So I started back in the early 2000s and worked on my first film with two frat brothers of ours, Will Packer and Rob Hardy. Mm-hmm. So we did a small film called, they did a film called The Gospel. Liquid Soul did the marketing. It was a faith-based film, and we just blew it up from there. That film did well, and I was blessed enough to get connected with Tyler Perry and do some of his television shows, Meet the Browns and House of Pain on Turner, worked with CNN, and we continued on that path. And the biggest thing for me as a African-American-owned business was consistency, excellence and consistency. And so we stayed very much so consistent. I don't have any outside investors. I don't have people that pour capital in. I've been very diligent, been a good steward, and maintained great relationships over the years. And that has helped keep us with a very steady momentum. We got involved with Disney, man, several years ago. Our first film was The Princess and the Frog. And from there, from there, we've done several films, Marvel films, Lucas films, Disney pictures, and same thing happened with Warner Brothers and with Universal and other studios, including Turner here in Atlanta. And so for us, it's always been about maintaining really great relationships.
Yeah.
But for me, like I said, even in that space, here's what I know. While I may be servicing many of these films and many of these television shows, I was not an owner.
Right.
And so there's a difference.
Yeah, that's different between signing the back of the check and the front of the check.
Yeah, as Tyler puts it, there's a difference between the person that hammers the nails versus the person that owns the house.
Yeah.
And so owning the house has been an aspiration, and I'm thankful that I'm able to now step into that space with not just okay films, with phenomenal films. And that's the thing that I'm really careful and very interested about, is when we get to tell, when I get the opportunity to tell our stories, I want to tell those phenomenal stories. And Aretha is a phenomenal story to be told.
Got
to
talk a little bit about the industry itself.
Yeah.
You know, there was a time if you made a $2 million movie, people were laughing at you and saying you broke. But, you know, some of these movies that have come out don't have, because y'all are self-financing some of this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it may not be the case with this. I don't know how it's structured. But, you know, we've come a long way since Spike and Do the Right Thing, some of these movies, where you can really do high-quality pictures and don't need the $100 million budget, although we want that.
Well, some people want that. But you got to realize when you got the $100 million budget,
you
that means you
got to
go
bosses.
Make, right? And you got to go out and make $2 million,
right.
$200 million to get on the positive side of the equation. Well, I think the great thing that has happened is a couple things. Number one, the threshold to entry has significantly changed with technology.
Right.
And so now, even on these small cell phones we have,
oh,
you
man,
can capture
great.
4K level video, very crisp,
right.
high quality video. So now that the technology has come down, I think the next thing is to get our education up. And so I love the fact that our young people are willing to take risks and
mm-hmm.
really be bold about how they go about their filmmaking and storytelling. I think there that for
mm-hmm.
us, now it's just a matter of mentoring them down certain paths and getting into these streams. Now, one thing that I learned from music, which of course is went through a heavy transition, is the space of independence. And when you're independent and you own a larger portion
right.
of that creative entity,
certainly.
That also means you walk away with a much higher percentage of the revenues. You're putting in the same and or equal level work,
yeah.
sometimes even more because you know that you own it. But that level of independence, I think, spurs something in us to really go for it,
yeah.
which means I don't have to have the $100 million
right.
budget. I can have the $2 million budget. But if I go out and if I break $5 million, I'm walking home with a three in my pocket. And
mm-hmm.
I think people now get that math a lot better
yeah.
because some people were interested in the fame and the stardom until they realize that doesn't always put money
right.
in your pocket.
Absolutely.
I'd rather have money in my pocket first.
Jumping on the other side of the table, Amazing Grace.
Yeah.
What is it?
So this is a special, special, special film. So listen, in 1972, Aretha Franklin went into a church in Watts, California, and she laid down one of the greatest albums ever that we know of on the gospel side, which was Amazing Grace. Many people didn't know at the same time they shot a movie. Well, due to technical issues, this movie was kind of canned and boxed away for over 47 years.
Wow.
Myself and several other producers, Alan Elliott, who's our lead producer, we all got together and worked through the process of bringing this film to light. Now, the first thing was Aretha, making sure Aretha did see the film before she passed. She said she loved the film, but we just had a lot of things to kind of get through. There was a lot to cut through to get this thing out. And it just took a while. Unfortunately, she wasn't able to complete that cycle
wow.
with us. We were able to connect with the family, and we showed the 6 weeks after the funeral. I flew to Detroit with Alan, and we showed the family the film.
All right, put a pin in. We got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll see the family initial reaction. Obviously, must say, yeah, because it's going to be opening
yes,
on
indeed.
The 19th. And so we'll come and talk about Amazing Grace. And again, Aretha is just one of those. When you look at her life, she has had a 60-year run. I mean, her career expanded several generations.
It's still going.
And she's still relevant today. So 448-922-2703. If you got questions, comments, Darrell Whitley is here. And he's on the other side of the table. Amazing Grace, kind of the Aretha Franklin story. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. Don't go into place. It's Too Much Truth with Derek Bozeman. On News and Talk, 1380 WALK.
Too much truth.
Call us at 404-892-2703 on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
WAOK Atlanta.
WVEE HD3.
A radio.com station.
News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Breaking news, sports, weather, and traffic. We're live from the WAOK newsroom on News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Good afternoon, Atlanta. Well, right now it is 65 degrees in Marietta. The time is 5 o'clock. I'm Amanda Cooper, and here's what happening. According to the CDC, heat illnesses is the leading cause of death and disabilities among high school athletes. It is something Georgia State Representative William Bodies has been working on for a solution in hopes that his legislation, H.R. 259, can bring a stop to what happened to Johnny Talbert III.
Back in 2016, Johnny at the time was 12 years old. He was participating in a practice session with a youth football team. And basically, he collapsed. He eventually died from heat-related injuries.
Once the legislation is signed by the governor, a study committee could start working toward some guidelines. Well, just in, French fire officials say that they may not be able to save Notre Dame Cathedral. Over 400 firefighters are trying to save the remaining holy relics. and whatever structures they can. Art historian Elizabeth Levy explains what is at stake.
Church is a mixture of human ingenuity, problem solving, and then at the same time a vision of transcendence. And every single thing about that church is a work of art.
The president, Emmanuel Macron, is on the scene to join the thousands of other parishioners who can only stand by and watch it burn just 6 days before Easter Sunday. The cathedral has stood in the...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.